Welcome to Community, a Green Valley Baptist Church podcast, where we hope to make the church the hub of the community once again.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again on Community. We appreciate your time listening to us. Really excited for today's episode to discuss the Russell County Noise Ordinance. We have a couple guests with us today. We have Nathan Kaiser, and I'm going to let Nathan introduce himself.
I'm Nathan Kaiser. I'm the chairman of the Russell County Republican Party, glad to be here to answer anything I can and give my two cents.
We have Russell County board member Steve Breeding with us. Steve, you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Steve Breeding. I'm the county representative for District 5, which takes in the majority of Lebanon and in some surrounding areas. I appreciate you asking me to be here today. I'll be glad to give you one information I have with respect to the noise ordinance.
Well, guys, we're really glad you were able to come and be with us today. We have a few questions here. Maybe you guys can answer some for us. And I know the community has a lot of things that they want to know, a lot of questions they have, but just a few thoughts today. And the first thing I want to ask is, maybe Steve, you could elaborate a little bit on this, is what exactly is the Russell County Noise Ordinance?
Well, I guess this was born, you know, I look back through the minutes, and I think it originally started sometime prior to February 2020. We had people coming in and saying that they were having problems with noise. I've had some calls from people who have, you know, claimed about loud music late at night and they couldn't sleep, things of that nature. Not really anybody from my district, though. Most of them have been out in, you know, one was in the Poor Farm area, and just various areas here and thereabouts. So I guess that's how it was sort of started in an effort to see if there was something we could do to help, you know, control those instances. And in the Sheriff's Department, according to people say, is they can't do anything about it. There's no ordinance, you know, that says they can't play their music really loud and things of that nature. So that's kind of where it all started. We did have a public hearing. I think it was held, I went back and checked it, but I think it was February of 2020. There was a notice of a public hearing. We had a public hearing, and that was just the month before COVID actually struck. And so really after that, it kind of dropped through the wayside because we were trying to, you know, going through the emergency regulations and things of that nature. The next time I see it picked up, I think it was November of maybe 2021, I saw a copy of it added to our board packet. And it looked to me like it had changed some from the original. The original is not what I really thought it was, or at least the one attached to the February 2020 board packet. It was maybe 5 pages long. And I think the ordinance that we have now has been expanded greatly in several pages. And I guess that's one reason that I asked for a public hearing to be held next month in April, so that everybody would have an opportunity to look at the true, what we're proposing now, and developer comments based on it, and then we'll hear everybody's comments. So that's kind of where we are now.
So what I'm hearing is you want a noise ordinance so that the sheriffs have permission to go and tell people to turn it down.
In the new ordinance, well, you know, the way it was originally proposed, there were no measurable limits on it. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's just worthless. You know, it's my opinion versus your opinion. Very subjective. Mm-hmm. What is loud noise? So I pushed them. I said, can't we come up with some sort of measurable limit? I said, you know, there's all sorts of meters now. Why can't we just come up with something we can measure? So they found the Albemarle County Noise Ordinance, and it did have a section on measurable limits, so they've incorporated that into it. Mm-hmm. They found that measurements over 15 decibels above what the normal noise level is, which they call the ambient level, mm-hmm. are very disruptive. Mm-hmm. So that's what we've set it at right now. So, And that's what's in the new ordinance that'll be, that should be reviewed in the April board meeting.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nathan, let me ask you, for 236 years, Russell County has not needed a noise ordinance. And so, as you've studied it and as you've looked at it, what's good about it, what's bad about it?
Well, you know, they've tried to I suppose, narrow down the ordinance from the last time it came up in 2020 with the noise audible levels that Steve just spoke about, added exemptions in there for specific things. So they've tried to make, I guess, what they're looking at right now is as good as they could. To go back to kind of the origins of all this, like Steve said, there was some supervisor getting some calls, noise complaints from neighbors versus neighbors. And so what I've talked to two different individuals that had come to board meetings and had complaints. And from what I've gathered from those conversations, the real issue is not necessarily the noise, but the harassment. Mm-hmm. The noise is the tool that they're using to do the harassment mm-hmm. to their neighbor, and these people that come and are victims of that. So you know that's where we're at with the ordinance, and that's what we're seeing is there's all these exemptions put in because there's a lot of people that are concerned with some of the issues that could arise mm-hmm. and make this ordinance a weaponizable law that could be used if someone has a quarrel with their neighbors just to call out the police. You know, my encouragement to the board is to scrap this noise ordinance because it's far reaching. And once you get something like this in place, mm-hmm. sure, there's an exemption today, but it could be easily altered and these exemptions are removed, especially if, let's just say I'm your neighbor, which mm-hmm. I am, Don.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm blaring some music. Like this is a issue that this one person has. Mm-hmm. Their neighbor is setting speakers up on their porch. They're pointing them toward their house. They're blaring inappropriate and profane music. That person's got a daughter who's got autism, and they're having some serious trouble with mm-hmm. the harassment this guy's doing. They've been asked to turn the music down. They've been asked to stop the harassment. And Steve said that the county sheriff's office is saying there's nothing that they can do about it. And so my concern is if this guy seems to be intent on not necessarily the music, but on the harassment, that's where what his focus is to make his neighbor's life miserable. Well, if the music becomes something that's a problem and he's told to stop or he's forced to stop, well then really all he's got to do if he's intent on harassment is to go to the ordinance, find one of the exempted classes. So example is one thing that's currently in there as an exempt class is dogs. Mm-hmm. Another one is firearms. Mm-hmm. So easily enough, all he's got to do is look at the ordinance, say, okay, well, if I'm intent on making this a nuisance to my neighbor, I'll go get me a pen full of beagles and I'll pin them mm-hmm. up right next to the property line. Or if he says, well, I can't play my music, but you can't stop me from shooting my gun at all hours of the day and night mm-hmm. because it's in the ordinance. And so then Mr. Smith mm-hmm. Comes back to the board and says, well, this didn't address my problem because now I'm still getting harassed by my neighbor. It's still a problem. Mm-hmm. And so then what happens? Well, then the board's already passed this. All they have to do is then agree to remove that exemption. So there's a lot of spider web that can happen from this mm-hmm. and kind of go all over the place. And I think that's the concern with a lot of people in the community. And it does affect the church in a lot of ways because the only thing that I can find that's an exemption for the church would be bells and chimes and First Amendment speech. Now, it does say that you can have your First Amendment, but you can't make it amplified. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not sure exactly what the law's definition of amplified is, mm-hmm. but a good example is if it's a primitive Baptist church, they get pretty amplified, mm-hmm. and they don't need a speaker to do it, you know. or singing, you know, in a loud voice, is that considered amplified? Mm-hmm. Is our conversation amplified or is it not? Mm-hmm. Or does it amplified mean it's got to be a piece of equipment? Mm-hmm. So, you know, these are all things that are subject to a little bit of personal discretion, I suppose, mm-hmm. but at the same time, a good example would be one if we're having a sunrise service in the parking lot, mm-hmm. just like Green Valley does every year.
Yep.
And it starts, what time does that start?
Usually about 6:30.
6:30. So that would be, I think the noise ordinance says, is it 7, Steve, or 8?
It varies. I think it's probably 7.
I think it's 7. It's so 7. If you start at 6 moved, or 6:30, you're going to be in violation regardless of what you do. Because you're going to be standing outside and you want to raise your voice, amplify your voice up to reach everyone that's standing around you. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's a good crowd of people so that everyone can hear. Or maybe you even you got a big enough crowd that you need to use a speaker. Mm-hmm. That would be considered amplified voice. So that would fall under a violation of that noise ordinance. Mm-hmm. So if I, as your neighbor, didn't like that Green Valley is blaring their sunrise service, I'm trying to sleep, I can hear up on the hill. Mm-hmm. Well, then all I've got to do is call the county sheriff's office. Now, that's an extreme example, but we know already through the issues, the church is standing up against the transgender bill, mm-hmm. that churches and pastors were targeted after they stood up into the public against mm-hmm. that bill. So I don't think it's by any measure a stretch to think that it could be weaponized against the church, against neighbors, against people in the community. And really, when you get down and boil this thing down and really find out why we're even talking about this, like you said, it's been over 200 years, and why are we talking about this now? Mm-hmm. Really what it boils down to is a bad neighbor, mm-hmm. and they're making themselves a harassing nuisance to their neighbor. So, you know, I encouraged the board at the meeting on this past Monday, to look at a ordinance for a nuisance or a harassment or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. Surely there's some municipality somewhere that's got something of that nature. Mm-hmm. But what we're doing is I told the board this, we're painting the whole room when we're only asked to paint the trim. Mm-hmm. And then we're taping off, you know, a few little things because that's what we want to do, but we're spraying everything. Mm-hmm. And so we're covering the whole county when we're really, what we need to do is be a little more specific. So we're taking a broad thing and making, I think, a mountain out of a molehill. Mm-hmm. Not to say that these people's problems aren't legitimate. They are. They've got some legitimate concerns.
Sure.
But it doesn't. It addresses their issues, but it also creates a whole lot more possible issues. So, okay.
Steve, I believe as I looked at that bill or the ordinance that the board wants to pass, that there are 19 exemptions in the ordinance.
Close. Yeah.
And it seems to me that if you have to have 19 exemptions, that maybe you better scrap the thing and start again. Yeah. And again, I think I have to agree with Nathan a little bit. It seems like we're tied to. I think we've got a good group of board, but it seems like we're trying to overreach with government red tape, or we're trying to paint the whole county in the one broad brush for a couple of individuals who are intent on being a menace to their neighbors, because it's not happening countywide. One of the things I heard at the from the county attorney was that you do have a First Amendment right, but you may have to go to court to defend that right, and now you're putting court costs on the individuals in the county. And why would we want to go to that? If you can speak to that a little bit,
Well, again, that's the reason we're having another public hearing, is mm-hmm. try to have the general public informed and read the proper ordinance mm-hmm. that is out there now and proposing to be passed. And, you know, the truth will be told when we hear, you know, the people and know, you know, we had 20, I guess, in public comment, we had 26 people to comment. Mm-hmm. Three of those were not related to the noise ordinance, but the other 20 were, or 23 were. Mm-hmm. So I went back and looked, and broke it out by district. Out of that 23, three were pro ordinance and the other 20 were not. They were against the ordinance. Mm-hmm. The majority of them came from District 4 up in Swords Creek area. The next was in District 6, which butts up against the Swords Creek area and runs all the way over into Cleveland. And the next was my district, District 5. You know, there was like 9, 6, and 3 opposed to it. There was only one in District 1 and one in District 2. Funny thing about it, there was actually nobody in District 6 that was opposed to it. But all three of the people who were for it came from District 6, mm-hmm. which is kind of odd, but, you know. And who's to say whether it'll really be passed or not? And, you know, I just want everybody to have an opportunity to comment on mm-hmm. it, to see the ordinance as it's written. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can, if we could ever come up with anything that would be specific enough to prevent people from harassing people. I don't want to try to come up with a definition for harassment either. Mm-hmm. I heard somebody say in the public hearing that you can't mandate being a good neighbor. I guess is the effect of what he was saying. You know, mm-hmm. or you can't mandate morality or whatever
right.
the gentleman said, and that's true. You know, so I think. My opinion is that I represent my district, and I want people from my district to come out and comment on it. And I've seen three people from my district come out and comment on it. Mm-hmm. So far, all three of them have been opposed to it. But, you know, I'm there to represent my district, but I try to do the best I can for the entire county mm-hmm. as well. I don't want anything to do anything detrimental to the county. Certainly don't want to see this weaponized. Mm-hmm. And that was the reason that I pushed for the limits, because I could definitely see it being weaponized if it's just a matter of my opinion versus your opinion. Because mm-hmm. I could come out and say, well, I don't hear well. That's not loud. You know, I have to have it that high just to hear it. You know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's kind of where we are. I think my opinion is we hear comments in April. What I'm going to do is tally up my comments. You know, mm-hmm. and that'll determine the way I vote.
And that's a good way to do it. You know, and this is something where I hope as many people that can spread the word about this, because mm-hmm. they need to come and tell the county supervisors what they think about it. Even if someone has gotten up and already said what you feel. And yeah. so, you know, Steve got a tally of the people who spoke, but there was probably 150, 200 people there that mm-hmm. night for that meeting on Monday. Mm-hmm. Only 26 people got up. Yeah. Now, and I told a lot of people, go in there and tell them what you think. Yeah. And they're like, well, it's already been said. Mm-hmm. But that really doesn't matter. You need to get up. If it mm-hmm. means that meeting lasts 6 or 7 hours.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a break and have a prayer meeting and then go back in and do it again. But everyone needs to stand up and tell the supervisors what they think, because bottom line is they represent us and they need to understand what the people feel. Mm-hmm. Rather than them trying to pass something that makes, you know, makes them feel good or makes them think that they're doing something. Like I said, I don't feel like this is the right thing to help the county. I looked up here in the Code of Virginia. There is a definition for harassment, Steve.
Really?
Yes. So harassment means to repeatedly annoy or attack a person or group in such a way as to cause anxiety or fear for safety. Several different types of laws of harassment several different types of harassment are against Virginia law. So, you know, there is already stuff in the Virginia Code as far mm-hmm. as harassment. And so, you know, I think that's something, before we go past the noise ordinance, we need to see if there's maybe something. And maybe the sheriff's office is not looking deep enough into their duties to find what they need to do mm-hmm. to make, you know, sure there might not be a public public nuisance or something like that, but if it's in the, if there's something in the state code, then it can definitely be applied.
Yeah. And I guess you, maybe it's the way you present it to them. You don't just say it's the loud music. You say, you know, they're doing it continuously, time and time again. They do this every weekend. You know? Mm-hmm. It's just harassment. I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is, but it's something we can look at. But again, you know, it's hard to be so specific with any kind of ordinance. You know, it's not the real purpose of an ordinance. It's to level the playing ground. I guess is what the ordinance is for. It's going to be tough to come up with something like that, I think. But again, it's what we're here for.
Yeah.
To try to address issues like that. Yeah. You know?
Well, I was thinking, Steve.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the meeting, it was kind of brought up that some people felt like the amount of exemptions was a beneficial aspect of it in regard to legalities. And so I'm just kind of curious what your opinion is. Do you think the amount of exemptions is a beneficial thing, or do you think it's a negative thing?
I think it's a thing that they used to try to make sure that everybody understood what was covered and what wasn't covered. Because if you look at some of the exemptions, there's several of them that say such and such and such, except as covered in the ordinance. You know? Mm-hmm. So I think they were just trying to make sure that, you know, and one of the first things in the ordinance, you know, under the purpose, is it's not the purpose of this article to interfere with unduly with the rights of free speech or exercise of religion. Further, it's not the purpose of the ordinance to implement these regulations in a manner that is based on content of the sound, you know, which would be in violation of First Amendment rights. You know? So, you know, any time you're trying to fix a specific problem with a countywide ordinance, it's going to be difficult. Some probably are beneficial and some are not. Some of those exemptions. You know. But again, even if when it says except as addressed in the ordinance, you have to go back to the ordinance and look at like construction and demolition between hours 11 o'clock and 7 a.m., I think, of the following day.
As a youth pastor, one of my biggest concerns, and something I was kind of thinking about after the meeting on Monday as I left and drove home, a lot of times, the youth in the past year before my arrival have done things such as a movie night out in the parking lot and things like that. Well, that may not fall directly under a religious ceremony or service or something of that nature, but it is an outreach in which we use to try to get kids to come to our youth group and come and hear the Word of God.
Yeah.
And so as a youth pastor, one of my concerns is that could be pulled through a loophole as to, it's not technically religious, but it is taking place at the church. So where would that fall, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, just my opinion. Of course, you know, opinions are like noses. Everybody's got one. That's right. You know? but my opinion, if anything associated with the church falls in that category, sponsored by the church, you know, if it's even an event out somewhere, if it's sponsored through the church, I would be under that. And again, it's, you know, between the hours of 11 o'clock and 6 or 7, whatever the number is. And those numbers are kind of flexible. If they needed to change, they could probably change. But
sure.
I don't know. It's just, it's a tough subject to try to address. And the problem with this one is, and I guess the reason I kind of pushed it along, it's, you know, when we first started, we found a lot of cans being kicked down the road. Mm-hmm. You know, the cannery, one of them, been kicked down the road for years and years. We found that we were losing $50,000 a year on the canneries simply because we bought the cans at such and such a price and sold them at what they'd been selling them for 15 years ago, you know, and the cost of materials had gone up. So we just wiped that out and said, we're going to sell them at cost, whatever it is, you know. So, but a lot of different things, you know. To me, an ordinance without some definite way saying, yes, this is a violation, or no, it's not a violation, based on some concrete method, not just my opinion versus your opinion. Mm-hmm. You have to have something like that and able to enforce them. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason I pushed to get it, put those parameters in there. Mm-hmm. Now, we throw it out there, and if people like it, they like it. If they don't like it, they don't like it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think the tail will come in April when we hear the rest of the informed public about what it is. And it's not a simple method either. I mean, you have to go out and you have to have these meters calibrated. They're not really very expensive. I think only about $100 a piece. Mm-hmm. And you take a reading, and then you stop the source of the sound, and you take another reading. Mm-hmm. And the difference between, there's an adjustment factor based on the instrument, and the difference in, you know, if it's 15 decibels difference between without and with, then you're in violation. It's kind of black and white, you know? Mm-hmm. Somewhat black and white. Nothing is ever black and white, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and then just for reference, the human voice is between 55 and 65 decibels at regular volume. Mm-hmm. So that's put into perspective how much 15 decibels actually is. It's not it's not significant. I mean, right. It's insignificant. It's not a significant amount. Yeah. So,
and there's definitions on the inside, what is audible and what you can hear. You don't necessarily have to understand it. You just have to be able to hear it, you know. Yeah. But I can't imagine, you know, any kind of complaints over things that are happening inside. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Well, and that gets into the situation where people have, you know, multi-family apartment, you know, buildings, and if you can hear it through the wall, I mean, it really wouldn't take a whole lot if you turn your TV up to 35. You know, you could easily hear that probably through some of these cheaply built, you know, housing units.
Some of them you could,
And so that could be a violation. Mm-hmm. And you know, again, I think the biggest thing is we're trying to address a harassment issue. And that's where we're talking about all these different exemptions and exempt that and do this and decibel levels. And really, the noise isn't exactly the issue. The issue is
the harassment.
What's at the heart of it, the harassment. Mm-hmm. You know,
and I don't think you can legislate sin in the human heart. You got to deal with the individual.
That's true.
So I think one of the questions I'd ask both of you to speak to is this really a Board of Supervisors issue to begin with? Or is this really a matter of what you did, look into the Virginia state law, and maybe is this a law issue, not a board issue? And then I would ask you, Steve, why is the board trying to step in to...
Because we were asked to do it.
Okay, so that's why.
Yeah,
it's been an ongoing
It's been ongoing since 2020. They've calls before that.
19,
But as the board meets and as the board talks, you know, has the board asked themselves this question? Is it a board issue or is it a law issue?
Well, I'm only one supervisor on that board, and you know, I don't think you can mandate morality, or I guess, you know, being a good neighbor. Mm-hmm. You know, things are not like they were 20 or 30 years, even 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. 30 years ago, you could go back and just knock on the door and ask them to turn it down, and sure, you know, no problem. Mm-hmm. We live in a different world today.
We sure do.
And, you know, some of it's brought about by our opioid issues. Mm-hmm. So,
do you have a date in April when that meeting will be?
Be the first Monday in April.
First Monday in April.
The Always the first Monday. I think it's the fourth,
First Monday in April.
And it'll be at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock in the Government Center.
In the Government Center. And the big part of the motion was to have it in the big room.
Right. So,
unless something happens. Mm-hmm. That's where it's going to be.
So, again, that'll be Monday, April the 4th, 6 p.m. in the big room at the Government Center. And we want to thank Steve and Nathan for joining us today. And we just want to encourage you who've listened to us to let your voice be heard. Amen. Get out there and participate in the public hearing where the ordinance is going to be voted upon. And Brother Brandon, is there anything you want to add to this before we...
Not really. I just want to thank Steve and Nathan for joining us again, and appreciate each one of you for taking the time to listen. Like Pastor Don said, this is a big deal. Make sure you let your voice be heard at the public hearing. Steve had that hearing appointed and called for in the last meeting so that you would have the ability to let your voice be heard. So make sure that you uphold your First Amendment right and go speak what's on your mind and what's on your heart. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you for listening to Community. If you want more information about our church, please go to greenvalleybaptist.church or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Green Valley Baptist.